Good evening, everyone. This is the April 29th Biweekly Mortgage Association sales meeting in the year 2010. Moving right along here, almost 4 months out of the year are gone already. And we're really, it's kind of exciting, really, we kind of look forward to this month as well because it's a triple debit month, and so that means we'll have paychecks coming in May and from those deferred fees, and so really we like those months. And actually, this is 2010. This happens to be a month with five triple debit months in it. First time I've seen one of those since I've started with BWMA. So I want to welcome everyone to the call tonight, especially all the new members who have joined us since the last call. There were a lot of them this time. They've really been extremely busy setting up new members and everything and getting them going. And we really appreciate the new members who have joined us and the ones that are on the call tonight. Want to remind you of the training calls that are held during the week. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, I hold training calls on another line. Those calls are held at 3 p.m. Pacific Time. And that phone number is 712-432-3100. And the code number is 100221. Mondays training is on using the V3 online calculator, and presentation that goes along with that. Wednesday's training is on application forms and choosing debit dates, selecting the various ways of getting paid and so forth. And Friday's call is on using the Goal Attainer software. And in along with all these calls, there's a few sales tips thrown in for good measure, and they're interactive calls. It's a great chance for you to ask questions and really get off to a good start with your training. Don't have to feel like you're not invited if you're an older member either. It's never too late to brush up or get off to a restart. Want to also remind you of Williams Workshops on Saturday afternoon on that same line at the same time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time. And those are always very, very interesting. And William also usually has some special things that he'll share with you on those calls that you can't get anywhere else, really. So, and then we have marketing support available as a one-on-one marketing support now with our marketing support director, Ronnie Schaefer. And Ronnie G. will want to give him a call and set up the time with him to talk about marketing, customize a marketing plan for you. He's in Pennsylvania. Has worked, spent a lot of time as a mortgage broker in the past, loan officer, and so he has a lot of experience in that area, and that sure doesn't hurt either. It doesn't hurt anyone, even though they're not in the mortgage business, to learn about how mortgage brokers work and like that, and especially if you're recruiting. And so Ronnie's phone number is 717-564-5678, and leave Ronnie a message if he's not doesn't answer, and he will get back to you, and you can set up your appointment for training. We want to make an announcement tonight. We have a new Spanish Services Director. Our National Spanish Services Director now is Andy Manzuela, and Andy has taken the position over from Patricia Garcia. Patricia just became too involved in other things and wasn't able to keep up with the position. So we sure do thank Patricia for her efforts gave us. She did some great translating for us and everything, and interpreting and assisting with sales calls and so forth for the Spanish-speaking prospects and customers. So this will Andy's contact information will be given to the to our service bureaus, and he will be able to assist them with your Spanish clients who enroll and would like to that need to be able to communicate and a little easier with, when they when their first language is Spanish. So I want to welcome Andy to that position. Thank you, Andy, for taking that on, and we will. This is a big important part to your to our business, to all of us, to have that service available, and so we really appreciate having a Spanish services director on staff all the time. Want to just mention the loan modification memo that was attached to your sales meeting notice. We just, our loan modification program through Castle Rock Financial is a good program. We've, we just want to clear up the fact that, you know, even since we started it, there may have been some confusion or lack of training maybe on our part, but there if the homeowner is not behind on their mortgage payments, it's become clear to us that the lenders are not going to modify the loan. So if you have homeowners who are behind on their mortgage payments, we urge you to fill out the application form with them and get to see if Castle Rock can help them with their with the loan modification program. If they are not behind, then you really should just wait until they are. And I want to remind you and that under no circumstances are you to tell your homeowner prospect to stop making their mortgage payments so they will qualify or be able to fill out the application. So do not tell them that. This is be sure and leave that alone and up to the homeowner whether they, you know, in other words, I'm going to make that real clear. Do not tell them to stop making their mortgage payments so they will qualify. That's a big no-no. So, and not saying that you've ever done that, but I don't want anybody to get tempted to do it either. So, commission remains same to you as a member on that sale, and this is really the only change. Just want to make clear up a little bit about the application procedure, and so we need to wait until they are behind on their payments before we apply. So I want to thank you for your efforts in that area. Though loan modification is a great service, whether you use our program or other people's programs. We the neat part about it is I think that you can really open up a lot of doors and get to meet a lot of homeowners by advertising that service. You know, if they don't qualify for loan modification, a lot of people think they qualify just because they got a mortgage payment they can't afford. That's not really, you know, they're not really qualifying for a loan modification that way, but they would surely qualify for a biweekly payment plan. And so you can open up a lot of doors by advertising loan modification, and you open up a lot of doors to the biweekly plan that way. Tonight we have a special treat. We have a real neat program we want to tell you about. We have a special greeting card program from Send Out Cards, and Tammy Conley, our BWMA Operations Director, is head of that division of her company. She's really excited about this for the membership, and I want to introduce you to Tammy now. And we'll have a little question-answer period for her, and explain this great program to you. So, Tammy.
Hello, everybody. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Well, it is something I'm just getting started in, so maybe if Steve's on there, he might have to back me up in a few areas. But it is absolutely a wonderful way to build your business.
Is there any way to mute?
Yes, it is. You've been press star 6 to mute your line.
Star 6. Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you keeping the call quiet. And yes, Steve Wickham is on the line, Tammy, who was the person that introduced Tammy to the Send Out Cards service. And he can help out with anything that we need help with here as well, I'm sure. Steve has been with us for quite some time now, and don't know exactly the number of years. Steve, how many years has it been?
I don't know. I've stopped counting.
I know. It's been
at least 4. I think it's actually about 5 years.
Well, I know. I've been getting cards on my birthday for quite a while now. I couldn't quite tell you either, but I do thank
you.
Right,
and they're very high quality cards at that.
Yeah.
They're
that's right.
Very, very nice, and you could custom design and stuff like that also. So I think, Steve, you wanted. I sent him one back, and it had something to do with being, a webmaster or a geek kind of guy. You know, you don't work on your birthday sort of thing.
Yeah. So, well, Tammy, how can this be used for a business? With my BWMA business, how would I use this?
Well, you would start by once you get signed up, and there's different levels that you can get involved in, anywhere from free up to a distributor. And what's so unique about this is there's a contact manager is built into an autoresponder. And so you could set up your clients, people that you've already made contact with, and send out a postcard or a regular card or a trifold card. And you could, if these people come and visit your website, the good thing is you could actually send them an invitation to go and have a free gift account. And once they sign in, they're automatically into your contact manager. So you build your contact manager up with all your contacts, and you could design your cards. There's a section under here that's for business, and you could even have it customized for maybe, people that are accountants, people in the construction business, insurance, mortgage brokers and lenders. That's a hot one for us, real estate people. And you could send out, in fact, I'm looking at this one here on our one of our flyers. We have something about the nest egg with the nest and the money and the eggs. Well, here's a card right here. Do you have your nest egg? And you could utilize that to send out. They have a section that's for referrals. Thank you for your referral. So you could have different types of cards you could put out to your people, because everybody likes to feel important. And if you're building a relationship with your clients, your client database is going to grow. You're just going to get more and more because of the people you're paying attention to, that they know that they're important. And you could send them a thank you card for signing up, and then maybe after 6 months, hey, how's it going? We have any questions? Ask them about those referrals. That's a big one with us, is getting referrals out of our clients. And you could also attach a gift. You get gift cards you could attach. And there are other types of gifts, too, chocolates. And there's books. I believe I saw that there's motivational-type books, business-building books, stuff like that. But you could do a thank you and send them a $5, I don't know if it was Starbucks, but a coffee card, gift card, or a $10 Target card, stuff like that. It's just an excellent way. You could set everything up for the next year. Set it up to where, they go out automatically.
Yeah.
And if you send out a lot, or if you have somebody say maybe an auto dealer or a real estate agent that sends out 50-plus cards a month, they could be set up on an account that's going to earn you money. And those cards, like I said, are just sent out on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very unique.
Maybe we better back up here a little bit and just explain, want to qualify this, how this actually works, or clarify, I should say. This is all done online.
Right.
So everything, there's, and the cards are paper greeting cards, not email cards now or anything like that. Those are regular paper cards that go out in the mail, sent you know, first class and everything with an envelope and all that. They're just like you would go down to the store and buy a $3-4 card, and I like cards. I really do. I like to send them and I like to get them, but I don't like to go to the store and pay $3, $4, maybe even $5 for a card, and then come home and have to, you know, put a 42-cent stamp on it and address the envelope and all that. You know, it's almost like a project to me. And so this is a system now that just takes the labor out of it, and it greatly reduces the expense. It's just so much more economical.
You know? Right. Roger, if I might quickly interject, I like to say that this is a system for when you care enough to send a card but not enough to go to the store.
Yeah, there you go.
Or you buy it and it sits around and, you know, it's 3 weeks later, you still didn't send it. So.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Good way to in touch with family and friends, and then on the business side, you know, an excellent tool for follow-up.
So, so we want to, you know, I know there's benefits of building a relationship with the clients, and so how maybe we ought to talk a little bit about that. Why do we need to do this as a business? You know, I think we kind of understand now what you can do, but maybe we should kind of build a little bit on why should we do it?
Right. Well, like I said, everybody likes to feel important. They don't want to feel like, okay, well, you sold me, you signed me up, and that's it. I never hear from you again. And it's a good way to get your referrals when you let these people know that you care. And next thing you know about, oh, they have a child graduating and stuff like that, and you offer them a free gift account, they're going to get in there and go, wow, because they could upload family pictures, you know, different things like that. You could customize these to, you know, go with what the occasion is. Mm-hmm. So that's excellent. And then if you've got members out there who are selling other members and homeowners, and they've got a business, or they have people they know, real estate agents and stuff like that, they could connect you with them. And next thing you know, you've got a huge database
mm-hmm.
of people that you could sell to. You know?
Right. So how is this used in the real estate industry? For example, how would a realtor use it?
Well, a realtor could use it by following up with their hot prospects and take pictures of houses, and they could, you know, customize them. They could throw a housewarming party and send the invites, or maybe even a change of address card to everyone for their client. Client could, right there, you've got all their contacts. So I'll really, really benefit from them, because they do send out a lot of cards.
Well, that would be pretty cool. You mean I sell a house to somebody and then I take their address list and let everybody know that they have a new address and everything?
Right.
Wow.
Right. Yeah.
Wow.
Take a picture of the house that they bought. The realtor could, and they utilize people, introduce you to them, and everybody can get on the, you know, onto your contact.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. So, what is this Picture Plus? What do you mean by that?
Well, that's where you have the ability to upload pictures from your computer into the site, insert them into the card, and then the other kind of sweet thing about it is that you could access that your pictures on the web, and they're not public, but no matter where you're at and you want to, you know, do pictures and stuff, make a card, you can get on there, and boom, it's just right there. So it's another good way of, you know, having your, you'd even have your pictures secured on another, you know, on a server, and not just on your computer.
Mm-hmm.
So,
would you send out cards for prospecting, or just mostly for follow-up?
Well, I think mostly for follow-up is, and Steve, you might want to elaborate on that, but I think it's more for, you know, follow-up and growing your database from there. You know, growing your client base. Yeah, I don't think you'd want to send out, like, you have a leads sheet and you want to send out, you know, 200 postcards. sort of thing. I think it's more designed for, you know, building on your business.
Okay.
Through your follow-ups.
Maybe a little bit too high quality of a program for the screening or, you know.
It's not the quality so much, Roger. It's more that if you're doing a bulk mailing to, like, a zip code, you're going to want... you're going to want to send that at bulk rate postage so that you can really minimize the cost. Because when you're doing direct mail prospect lead generation, you're hopeful to get, you know, a 1 or 2% response typically. And so sending, you got to minimize... That means you got to do a very large mailing for something like that, and you don't have an established relationship with anybody that you're mailing to yet. With send out cards, this system is ideal for the follow up when you already have an established relationship, because you know that your card's going to get opened. It's just a matter of sending them something that's personalized. You know, when you're doing bulk lead generation, yeah, you could put their name and stuff in, but they don't know who you are.
Right, yeah.
When you get a card from somebody you know, you expect it to be personalized.
Yeah,
but doing that on a large scale is very difficult to do.
So we could at least...
And that's
at least
what send-out cards solves.
Yeah.
And talking about personalizing, they have a form where you do your signature, and in fact, you could have the whole card written because you do ABC and all your important fonts and stuff, and you fax that into them or send it to them, and then all your cards have your actual handwriting and your signatures.
Wow.
Every card's going to have your name and name of your business, your address, your website. And this is something that you would have your website, you'd have a banner. You could, as a biweekly mortgage association person, you could put your ad and have a link on your website to it also.
Well, I see then. So it really would, it's important that we have a good relationship with a prospect. It really wouldn't have to be a customer even. Or a client, as I understand it, but at least so the prospect would probably, you know, where the point where they would know us maybe on a first name basis or something like that. So, you know.
Another way, here's an example of how you can use it too. If you have a scanner on your computer, or if you get one of these special scanners just for business cards. You know, you can get these little miniature scanners that you can scan in just business cards. And so you go to some kind of mixer where you're meeting other people. Maybe it's a chamber of commerce or something like that. And you collect all these business cards, right? And typically people are asking for your card, right? And I don't carry cards. I collect cards from people. I collect business cards. But then what I can do is, if I in particular meet somebody who I really want to follow up with, I'll scan their card in. And I'll go home, scan their card in, send them a greeting card that's got a picture of their business card in it. And that gets their attention.
Right? I see. Yeah.
I can put my contact information in that card too, and you know, and then you can say something like, "It was great to meet you. Got your card, as you can see, and you know, if I can help you or whatever, you know, whatever the nature of that conversation was.
Yeah,
it's really a great way to
So you get their mailing address when you get their business card then. You put it on the back or something.
Usually their mailing address is on their business card. All you need to do is get their business card, and then you can,
Right.
Send them a picture with their own card in it.
So, what are our choices here for getting started? As far as I think, what is it really cost to get started?
Well, it could be free, or there's different type of packages that you could sign up for. Maybe Steve could elaborate a little bit more on that for me.
Well, everybody starts out free because Tammy's got a link at gobwma.info where people can go there and get and try the system out for totally for free. Test drive all the bells and whistles that they want, and actually send a card, you know, to anybody that they want to. I always recommend that you send a card to somebody you know that's not expecting it, and typically, like, people will send it to their sweetheart so that they can actually see the card. And you'll get a very unbiased opinion then from that other person about the quality of the card and all of that. And then, you know, it's a great way to actually explore the system. So people can go to gobwma.info, and then I think it's in the yellow page ad.
Yeah, the BWMA yellow page is on that page.
Right. So once somebody has their free trial account, which has everything active in it, you can, if you decide that you want to keep the system, you can upgrade in a number of ways. The lowest level is somebody can actually use the system, continue to use the system completely for free. They just fund their account with points and postage, or what we call an expense account. And I'll just cover that real quickly. The way you pay for your cards is based on a point system. So if you want to send a postcard, it's 1 point. If you want to send a two-panel card, a regular folded card, that's 2 points. If you want a three-panel card where you have an inside flap so you can say a whole lot, this is really good for, like, realtors who want to show multiple pictures of a house and like a, make their own special catalog, you know, of it. Then they can send a three-panel card for 3 points. And you can add any number of pictures to any card for one additional point. And points at retail are 49 cents. So a regular folded card is only 98 cents plus postage. And
oh, wow.
So, yeah, I mean,
that's about half price of normal, or less than half price of what it would cost to go to the store and get a card and mail it.
Correct. You're not going to find a personalized card anywhere for that price. You know, one that's actually printed, you know, where you actually have printed somebody's name in the card.
Right.
That's impossible to do. So,
right.
So if somebody wants to use the system and have everything except for this Picture Plus feature, and the Picture Plus feature, you can still put cards or pictures on the insides of cards, but the Picture Plus feature lets you custom design online the front of a card. And so that sometimes can be very impactful if you're using, you know, if you want to take a picture, for instance, of a house, or just something very personal. Recently, for instance, I had a friend of ours' mother passed away, and while we were visiting the house, we took a picture of some flowers in the garden and used that as a sympathy card. And that card was very touching to the person we sent it to because it was her mother's own flowers.
Wow. Yeah.
That we had a picture of.
Yeah.
So on a personal basis, it can be very, very powerful too.
Oh, yeah,
anyway, so if somebody wants to sign up just for free from their sample account, all they need to do is fund their account with points and add some money to their expense account to pay for postage.
Mm-hmm.
And they will have access to everything except for this Picture Plus feature.
Mm-hmm.
The Picture Plus feature can be added. It's a one-time upgrade for $99.
Okay.
And you basically then have a lifetime license for the system.
All right.
The next level up is for wholesale senders.
Mm-hmm.
And for wholesale, it's $299, and they basically you're going to get 200 points. You're going to get a handwriting font, and you also qualify yourself to get the points at wholesale, which are 31 cents. All you have to do is sign up to have your account automatically funded every month with points, and you can get your points at 31 cents each instead of 49 cents. It's basically a third off. So you can literally send cards, regular folded cards, for 62 cents plus postage.
62 cents, 42, 62 that's cents. $1.04.
Yeah.
Just a little over a buck for a
just over a
card.
Buck, yeah.
All mailed and everything, wow.
Right, So, and so that really makes sense for anybody who's doing more than 50 cards a month.
Mm-hmm.
If you're sending 50 cards or more a month, or you do large mailings sometime during the year, mm-hmm. like, for instance, my wife and I, we don't send anywhere near 50 cards. Well, actually, we probably do get close to 50 cards. We're getting there. But we do, at holiday season, send out a lot of cards. And so you can actually bank your points over the year, and that will actually, your points never expire, and neither does your expense account.
Yeah.
So it makes sense if you're sending a lot of cards either every month or a few times a year to get the wholesale system.
Yeah, I was thinking
and
about
then
the
anybody,
holiday.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I was thinking about the holiday, and with that Picture Plus feature, you know, you got there's your Christmas card with a picture of the kids or the family on the card and everything. So,
yeah, well, you've received several cards from us with pictures of us and
right,
of
your
tree.
Family, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I have, you know, I still have friends who don't use the system, but they spend a ton on these custom holiday cards.
Right.
You know, and we don't, you know, we send, in my opinion, a better card for much less than what they're sending us. But
right.
Anyway, and the last level for people who want to get started is what's called an entrepreneur package. And for anybody who wishes to actually market the service as well as use it, they can actually get the entrepreneur package for an extra $99. On top of the wholesale package.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, there you have the pricing and everything. So the entrepreneur package could be another profit center, another income stream for along with your BWMA business, and it could all occur, kind of naturally. Actually, when you're sending out cards and people to your clients like that, that can be real. It could just take off naturally, actually, for you, and if you had a few customers doing that, wholesale accounts or whatever, then that pays for your sending, and so it becomes it doesn't become a expense for you. It just becomes either break even or a little profit center. So.
Right, because you get like residual also, correct, Steve? Residual income and then monthly. They pay bonuses and stuff if you have people sign up underneath you.
That works is if you're an entrepreneur, if you have the entrepreneur package, then whenever somebody who's a retail customer or a wholesale customer or even an entrepreneur that you have enrolled, you'll earn a percentage of the point purchases for the cards every month, and those are paid monthly. And then they're paid if you're an entrepreneur, the company pays a weekly bonus based on the number of when people first get started, they'll earn a $20 bonus for anybody who's getting a Picture Plus package. They'll pay $120 for anybody who gets the wholesale package.
Yeah, so a couple wholesale packages, and you had yours all paid for that way too. So,
absolutely.
Good. All right. Well,
the thing is, you can't get ahead. I always tell people, try it out first.
Sure.
Just use it. That's basically what my wife and I did, four or five years ago now, and just see if it's really, something for you. There's so many different ways that you could actually incorporate this in a business.
Well, I want to
a free card. So.
Right. Well, I'll tell you, I can sure vouch for the quality and the professionalism of the system. You know, there's just no, you don't have to, and they've been giving excellent service and like that. You've told me all along. So just really, people don't have, members can, should really look at this seriously as a method of improving their relationships with your clients and customers and really, just doing a better job of follow-up all the way around. It's really, the contact manager and everything is just great in it. I'm sure you'll, what I can see on the outside, I'm getting after this call tonight, I begin to think, well, Roger, you've known about it, for why aren't you using it? So,
there you go, Roger.
So I guess
remember.
I guess maybe this is what it's going to take to get Roger using it. Huh?
Right.
I might mention about the contact manager, because this is a built-in feature of the system, and it by itself is very powerful, because you have access to this contact manager wherever you are, have access to the internet. I have an iPhone, and we were at the bank today, and I couldn't remember our friend who's the bank teller. I could not remember what her husband's first name was. So when she disappeared for a short period of time, I quickly logged in to my Send Out Cards account, looked up her husband's name, so I didn't look like a fool when she came back, right? And so having access to your contact manager all the time is really useful.
Okay.
The other thing is that contact manager lets you take notes on people. So anybody who's using GoalAttainer for BWMA, you've got a lot of this built into that system, but it's only on your computer, right?
That's it, yeah.
This actually allows you to have it anywhere that you have access to, and you can set up reminders through the system. So you can actually have it remind you of different things.
How do you see those reminders or get those reminders?
Via email.
Okay. All right.
Yep. Or when they log into their Send Out Card system.
Okay. All right.
So there's set those up through the campaign
right.
system.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can you can set it up so that it will, send your reminder of different things,
Sometimes the reminders say maybe their anniversary is their first triple debit or, something like that, where you can customize it to where.
Sure.
That's great. And it's a good.
You bet. Well, this is a wonderful system, folks. I really sure thank Tammy and Steve for telling us about it tonight. I want to make sure everybody realizes how to get their free account, and this is And I also want to remind you that I'm not sure all the members are using the website, the goldbwma.info website as much as they should. Now, this is really our main members-only website now. We have some things on the old members-only website, but the bulk of the information and the good stuff is over on goldbwma.info. So you want to go over there tonight and log in there using your the username BWMA. The password is active, and you will and get in there and go to the BWMA Yellow Pages page. And there, click on that page, and you'll click on the banner, and then you'll be able to set up your free account and give it a try. Turn on your speakers. It'll help you when you're setting up your free account there. There'll be some direction that they'll on how to choose your username and password and so forth for that. So I encourage everybody to go there tonight or the first thing tomorrow. And when you get this, when you hear this call, and set up your free account and give it a try. I'm sure you'll like it. And surprise somebody with a card. It'll be a great surprise for them, and you'll like it. So, Steve and Tammy,
Roger,
you have any?
What's the name of the account we're talking about here? I just kind of chimed in.
Okay. You want
to
go
to keep in touch kind of an account thing, or
the you want to use the username is BWMA, small letters, and the password is active.
Yeah, that I know.
And then you can go to, and the website is goldbwma.info. That's goldbwma.info.
Got that.
And then you go to the Yellow Pages page.
Okay, the Yellow Pages page, okay.
BWMA Yellow Pages is a new page we put in there for services like this. So,
okay, cool.
So, very much.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Explore that.
We're
thanks.
Gonna...
This has been Moya. We just chimed in.
All right. Yeah. Thank you for coming on. And we'll.
No problem. Okay. So, guys, take it away.
Dude, I don't know. Yeah. I've never been on this call before. Roger, do you usually take questions from people, or?
We could take a couple of them right now. We got time for a couple. Anybody got a question about the send out cards program?
All right. Well, I'm encouraging them because I'm sitting here looking at it, getting all excited again. Because under business, there's probably 20 different kind of businesses you could think about that you could send to your dentist or chiropractor. Like I said, mortgage brokers and lenders, spa, salon. Oh my goodness, there's just all kinds of avenues there to increase your business.
Yeah,
so,
that's right.
Yeah.
Got excellent training materials and stuff like that. So I think it's something that we could really, really benefit from.
Sure. It's all about more getting the word out about our business and doing it in a real professional way. That's what Send Out Cards is all about. So thank you very much, Tammy and Steve. And we're going to wind up for tonight. I want to encourage everybody to keep up the good work and keep the applications coming in for enrollment for your clients. And we thank you for your recruiting efforts. Everything is going real well on that way, and we appreciate it, all your involvement. We will see you 2 weeks from tonight on the next sales meeting, and so keep in touch and good sales to you. Bye now.
Good night.
Good night, Dad.
Bye-bye.